For those who don't know my story, when I was 12 years old, I was diagnosed with Tourette's and I was on medication for almost 10 years. When I was 21, I learned something called The Secret and I came off the medication overnight against everyone telling me to stay on it, and I had a spiritual awakening. I meditated for 3 weeks straight and my Tourette's disappeared, and I created the podcast to simply preach about everything that most people have in their head but no one ever speaks about, which is what the twitching was. It was too many thoughts inside my head, and now I have a platform where I can speak to people and they can get out what's in their head. I have just launched my first course and it's called Take Control, and it's basically the system that I went through when I was 21 and I had my awakening. It's the same system that I've done for my parents and close friends and family members, and it's changed their life. Individual steps that we don't see as much, but when you put it together as part of a life that you have to maintain and manage, it's life-changing. So check out the course. And if you feel inclined to buy it, buy it. I reckon that it will really change your life if you're going for a spiritual awakening, because I once was, and these steps changed my life. So if you go to talkwitholiver.com and you'll see that my course is there, it's called Take Control. If you buy it and go through it, reach out to me on Instagram and socials and let me know how you get on and what you thought of the course. So if I could ask a favour from all my listeners, upon looking at my stats recently, it has occurred that out of a very humbling 730,000 downloads since I created the podcast back in 2019, that only 10% of you that listen have actually followed and subscribed to the podcast. If I could ask a massive favour from you all that listen, if you wouldn't mind just hitting that follow and subscribe button, it would mean more than you can imagine, and it really does help the show grow and help reach more people in more ways than you and I can even imagine. The bigger the podcast gets, the bigger the guests get. And my aim is to grow the show big enough that I can reach out to amazing people like Russell Brand, Joe Dispenza, Lewis Howes, Grant Cardone, Joe Rogan, and have deep, intimate, and vulnerable one-to-one conversations with them. I want to speak to the human side of people to show we're all the same when you get to the core, regardless of how much money or fame you have.
Certain thing, then, and it can become very subtle, right? Like, you'll do certain things, or you'll be more likely to do certain things that will prove to yourself that your belief is correct. So it becomes a conscious continuing of that pattern. Whereas if you were to dive in and do that work, then you can end that pattern, right? And it goes for everything, and not just physical health diseases or physical health related things. It's also like it reflects in the opportunities that you think that you have or you think that you don't have. It reflects in what you do with your life and, you know, the travel that you may or may not do, how you interact with people, how you interact with yourself as well. And I always say that that's the most important thing, because people in your life will come and go, but the one person that will be with you from the beginning to the end is yourself. And if the way that you're talking to yourself is not supportive and healthy and nurturing, then you are your biggest, like, you're the one dragging yourself down. It's nobody else.
So, you know, as we know, when you speak vibration, like put love into a room, things respond, plants respond. The rice experiment, where it stays fresh if you give it love, and if you give it hate, then it goes black and whatever. Well, simply the thought of that language, right? Your body hears that vibration the same as if you say it out loud, whether you say it inside or outside, it's the same vibration. So when people are, you know, simply just talking to themselves in the mirror, saying, oh, I'm ugly, I hate myself, why am I fat? That's negative vibrations charging your body. It's not doing you good. So simply being around negative people, bitching about people, moaning about people, even if you're just listening and not saying it back or getting involved in bitching about people as well, simply just being in that environment, hearing those sound frequencies of your friend moaning about somebody or your colleague moaning about the boss, your brain is hearing those frequencies and it's changing your whole body's vibration, which is changing the cells in your body. You've got to be very careful what you say, who you speak to, who you listen to, even hearing a conversation at the bus stop that isn't positive, your brain is absorbing those frequencies and your cells are changing based on what you're hearing. Mm-hmm. So, for example, people who do, you know, charity cancer runs, right? You know, these people believe that cancer is a problem that we hope to fix, as opposed to it's created by us and what we're doing to ourselves. So let's say you've got somebody who believes that cancer is hereditary. Once you get it, you're fucked and you can't control it and there's no cure, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if they go on a charity run and they hang around people all believing the same thing who've lost family members to cancer, you are now vibrating at the frequency that everyone else is vibrating. And those people are vibrating at the frequency that their family members, loved ones who passed away from cancer is or was vibrating at before they passed away, which means that you are all the breeding ground for cancer. You are all vibrating at the perfect frequency for the disease to develop in your body. So simply by believing in something, for good or for bad, your body doesn't care. Your body's going to vibrate at the frequency its environment is in. So even doing that, as good as it is on the outside, when you take yourself out of that picture and you understand what's happening on a cellular level, on an energetic level, you'd never put yourself in that vibration. You'd never put yourself in a field of cows if you need to come back smelling like shit, you know? And what we're doing is we're putting ourselves in fields of cows because the roses in the field look nice, or because the cow looks nice and it's got the softer stroke. But you don't realise you're smelling a shit at the same time. And, you know, this is a huge human problem, which, I mean, I think it's just life. I don't think you can really do anything about it, whether you become aware of it or not. You can't tell billions of human beings to, you know, stay away from their friends if their friends have got a problem, because you want to be there for your friends to listen to them. But the reality is that hearing them get angry and you know, moan about their partner or their boss, and the energy is like getting tense when they're actually explaining it, like they're going through the motions of anger of their boss or their partner. That energy field is probably within a meter of you when you're sat next to them and you're absorbing their energy. The same as you shouldn't just have sex with anybody, because your energy field is interlinked with theirs. It's not just an orgasm and go, it's your whole energy, the vibrations of your fluids is all in sync. And you're absorbing all that energy. And if you could see it under a microscope, you just simply wouldn't do it. You wouldn't be there.
You know, it's really interesting because, I think I just forgot what I was going to say. I came back. So it's interesting because this is the reason that there are people who practice, like, this is the whole purpose of spiritual practices, right? Like, there's no way, just like you said, there's no way that you can avoid everyone who has negative tendencies in their lives, right? Because us ourselves, like, we ourselves will have moments when we get very angry or we get very upset, and we want to share that, right? We want the support of our peers and our family and our friends and the people around us. We want to feel better, right? So there's nothing wrong in someone who's sharing their problems. It's just the effects of that, right? So if you are a listener to that, if you are the person who is on the supporting side, it's very, very likely that, as you said, you're going to be pulled down into this energy, right? And this is the importance of having a practice that you do every single day, that on a consistent basis, is that you cleanse yourself of these energies that are pulling you down, right? You keep your own vibration very, very high. And something that I'd like to touch on here is that not only that yoga is one of these practices, and meditation and breath work and, you know, all of these things can help you keep your own vibrations high, but a lot of the times when we talk about vibrations, people don't really get it, right? Like, they don't really accept that it's a thing. So just to kind of ground this into modern science, if you look at it from a quantum mechanics perspective, like, I remember back in university when we were studying this, and, you know, it was a whole bunch of long, complicated equations that you don't see any numbers, you just see variables and things, and you have to really understand. But at the end of the class, what it came down to is that when you study matter, when you study the things around you, when you study like chemistry and blah, 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 and like these things that we take to be fundamental particles in our world, there's actually nothing there. It is just a vibration. So our classical model of like, okay, you know, there's a nucleus that has the proton and the neutron, and around it, there's the electron that kind of like goes around and around and around. This is completely false. So actually, it's just energy, right? It's just energy. If you were to really look at it and you were to keep going deeper and deeper and deeper and just like closer and closer and closer, you would see that there's nothing there. You would find that there's actually nothing there. Now, this brings up a lot of questions in the field of particle physics, right? Like what actually happens and like how do we get from there to where we are on a growth scale? But, you know, that's like a whole other topic. And there's actually a disconnect between quantum physics and classical mechanics because they haven't found a way to bridge that gap. But, you know, if you follow this, then you know about the Higgs boson that came and it was kind of like this field is what gives mass to this energy, which has no physical presence, right? It has no physical form. It's just something that is an illusion. And now if you look at like yoga scriptures, right? Things that were written thousands of years ago, this is exactly what they'll say, is that there's consciousness and then there is this scintillating energy that is always moving and it creates the form of the world around us, right? And there's a lot of implications of this understanding. And one of them is that, hey, everything is energy, right? And now when you look at the scales of energy, like where you can be, right? Even just looking at your own chakra system, you don't want to be in the lower chakras, right? Because that's kind of like when you're when there's lots of lethargy, you're just focused on sex, there's a lot of dullness, there's not really any creativity. Or so bliss exists at the top of our heads, right? That is the seventh chakra. That's the one on top of our head is bliss, right? And there's no equivalent to it, right? If you look at the chakra systems, you'll see that there's the positive and the negative, right? The one that goes upward and the ones that go downward. And at the very, very top is bliss, and that's where we want to be. But if and when we subject ourselves to these other energies that pull us down, you know, by lending that sympathetic ear, and there's nothing wrong with that, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying, you know, turn the cold shoulder to your friends and your family who are grieving or, you know, in a really difficult situation. It's just that you need to take care of yourself first. When you start to agree and nod along, yeah, that person's not so nice for doing this to you, and you know, you're not helping them out of that situation. In fact, what you're doing is you're making it worse for them because now they're thinking, yeah, you're right. You know, I'm right. I'm right that this person is wrong and this person's a bad person, blah, blah, blah. And what you should instead do is you can listen, you can nod, you shouldn't agree, but you should give them a way out of that negativity, right? You should uplift them. Any conversation that you have with somebody should uplift them ultimately, right? Because otherwise it's the other way around, right? If they're kind of grumbling and negative, then they're either going to make you grumbling and negative as well, or you're going to lift them up to your level, right? It's just energy at the end of the day, and it's an energy exchange. So by keeping yourself at a level that is that's high vibing, that's, you know, feeling good in that blissful, aware state, you can either raise others up or allow yourself to be pulled down. And what do you want? What is better, right? Like, obviously raising others up, right? And we feel good about that too, right? So this is kind of why it's so important to practice that spiritual hygiene as well. It's not just about brushing your teeth every day and keeping your body clean. What about your mind? What are you doing for your mind to keep yourself in a positive state that is supportive not only to you and your environment, but to others and the people around them as well?
Yeah, so I'm going to change the topic slightly, but relevant. So I sun gaze every day now, but up to 5 minutes. So an hour before sunset, I just stare straight at the sun for 5 minutes, and I go off into this trance. All of a sudden the timer goes off and it's like, wow. And what I'm finding through sun gazing is it's simply just like it's almost like it's balancing my energy out. It's resetting everything. It's making me become in harmony with what everything else is technically vibrating at. And even though people say it's not actually good, I disagree. There's always like, you know, for and against it, but it makes me feel incredible. And as a result, I feel so happy and I can't wait to do it. It's almost like an addiction. I can't wait to get my fix of the sun. And I do an extra 10 seconds every day and it feels incredible. And it's almost like at that point, my environment doesn't exist. It's just me and the sun. My environment doesn't exist. The stress doesn't exist. Other people walking past doesn't exist. It's just me and how I feel in that moment. And even though it's good for eyesight, just based on how it feels in terms of raising my energy, it means that if I was in a low vibration throughout the day because of work or stress, whatever, that it basically just raises my energy back really quickly. And actually, I find that I can raise my energy quicker doing a sun gaze for 5 minutes than I can meditating for half an hour. For some reason, it just charges me more quicker than, say, meditating in the jacuzzi. So simply just being away from people and looking at the sun is a great way to becoming in tune to your own energy. It's just like the quickest drug ever. I mean, everything is created from the sun. But how your body responds to the light when it hits the back of the eyes, goes into the brain, it's the rest of the body. It's like this quick charge of your iPhone that gives you 100% battery in like 5 minutes. And really what I'm getting at is that finding time for yourself to do something which is solely focused on you only is not selfish. It's necessary in this world where there's so much outside external forces affecting people, and it's only getting worse. You can't change the outside. The outside's only getting worse. You can only go within. As the outside gets worse, you've got the inside through the sun gazing or the meditation or whatever it is. You can handle anything.
Absolutely. This is actually a yogic practice. They will stare at the sun. And it's something that I haven't really explored, but the results that you're sharing are pretty accurate. I've done it a couple times in the morning, so with sunrise instead of sunset. And I felt the same thing. If you can really, you know, just kind of cut everything out and focus only on the sun, then yeah, you'll definitely have that increase in energy. And something you should definitely be careful with. So I'm glad that you said that you're gradually increasing that time, because you can't start with, you know, staring at the sun for 15 minutes without blinking. Like, it definitely starts with like, you know, 15 seconds and then 20 and then 30 and 40 and so on and so forth. But absolutely, the sun is a giver of life. And you know, it's one of those things that there's no downside to it. So, I mean, obviously you don't want to do it in the middle of the day when the sun is really, really strong. You have to be mindful of when and how you're doing this practice. But yeah, there are a lot of things that, a lot of benefits, right? The sun's light is very, very cleansing. It's natural light, right? So yeah. And what you said at the end there is absolutely spot on. I mean, you need to take that time for yourself, and it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter how you do it. You don't necessarily have to stare at the sun. You don't necessarily have to pull out a yoga mat. It can be anything, but any kind of space that you take and that you create between the world and yourself is going to be so beneficial and nourishing. And we talk about rest being productive. This is what it means, right? Even just these few minutes that you take for yourself and you feel like that battery is charged right up, that's the exact benefit, right? Like, that's the exact reason. And a lot of things that I've kind of been sharing with my audience and with my clients is that, you know, the more that you serve yourself, the more that you're able to serve others. And I know that a lot of times we feel guilty doing things for ourselves, but it's like, if you're not relaxed, if you're not in a state of mind that is that's positive and calm and loving and creative, then like, what can you really accomplish, right? You'll go through your day being grumpy and negative and pulling everyone else down. It's like, where does that cycle of negativity end? It doesn't end, right? It doesn't end until you consciously end it. And the way to do that is not only through food, what we were talking about before, what we started our conversation with, but through these practices, right? The way that you continuously look after yourself and your mind, the things that you do for yourself and not for the people around you.
Yeah, I also said that people should have one thing at least that's their go-to. Like some people that they go to church, you know, every time they need guidance or they're stressed or they're worried, they go to church. You know, some people go to the gym, some people go to yoga, some people go on a walk, some people go to the spa. You know, some people, their go-to is